Broker's fees. Real estate brokerage fees are negotiated between the broker and the client. Fees are not set or recommended by the government or by any local, state, or federal organization. Any attempt to fix brokerage fees is a violation of the Sherman Act and the Clayton Act. License holders should never suggest that the fees that they charge are customary, mandatory, or recommended. Paragraph 8 of the TREC promulgated contract forms stipulates that broker fees are found in separate written agreements. These fees are most commonly found in the listing agreement between the broker and seller, or the buyer representation agreement between the broker and buyer. Fee-sharing agreements between brokers must be by a written agreement. Due to practice changes resulting from the recent compensation lawsuit settlements, compensation rates or amounts may no longer be listed via MLS. The listing agreement between the broker and seller addresses compensation in two areas. First, the agreement stipulates the fee that the broker will be paid if the property sells during the listing period. Typically, the fee is a percentage of the final sales price, but may also be expressed as a flat amount. Secondly, the listing agreement specifies how the fee will be split between brokers if another broker sells the property. In many cases, two fees are stipulated. The selling broker may pay one fee to a broker who is a buyer's representative and another fee to a broker who is a sub-agent of the listing broker. TREC promulgated forms have a broker information section on the last page of the contract form. Except for the farm and ranch contract, the broker information section is not a fee-split agreement between brokers. While the broker information section lists the fee to be paid to the selling broker, it is merely included as information. The actual fee split agreement is by virtue of a separate agreement between the brokers.